NAVEDTRA 14338 Alpha, Quartermaster, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 12. 1. Tracks exceeding how many nautical miles will probably require the use of the mnemonic or Great Circle Chart. 300. 2. Normally, coastal navigation may be defined as any ship operating within how many nautical miles of a coastline? 50. 3. Never allow a coastal track to pass within how many nautical miles of any danger? 5. 4. What is the critical track the QM will construct? Restricted water track. 5. What are defined as the minimum depth beneath the keel that the CO deems acceptable? Red soundings. 6. What are defined as the depth beneath the keel that indicates potential danger? Yellow soundings. 7. All prominent nav aids must be highlighted in what color? Yellow. 8. What is used by the navigator to keep the ship clear of an outlying area of danger close to where the ship must pass? Danger bearing. 9. What is the track along which the ship must proceed in order to arrive at the center of the anchorage? Approach. 10. Under most circumstances, the approach track should never be shorter than how many yards? 1,000. 11. What is a circle drawn around the intended position of the anchor at the center of the berth with a radius equal to the horizontal distance from the hawse pipe to the pelorus? Letting go circle. 12. What are pre-plotted semicircles of varying radii centered on the center of the anchorage drawn so that the areas are centered on the approach track? Range circles. 13. What is a circle centered at the position of the anchor with a radius equal to the sum of the ship's length plus the length of chain let out? Swing circle. 14. What is a circle centered at the final calculated position of the anchor with a radius equal to the sum of the hawse pipe to pelorus distance and the final length of chain let out? Drag circle. 15. Depending on wind and current, engines should be stopped when about how many yards from the letting go circle, and the anchor detail should be instructed to stand by. 300. 16. The anchor bearing watch is charged with obtaining and recording in the bearing book a round of bearings to the objects designated by the navigator at least once every how many minutes while plotting the resulting fix on the chart each time. 15. 17. What provides a standard procedure that all ships follow prior to getting underway or entering port? Navigation brief. 18. Establish a getting underway schedule to cover propulsion plant light off, shift from shore to ship's power, last boat run, rigging in of accommodation ladder, disposal of ship's vehicles, light off and testing of electronics suite, and U.S. and guard mail, how long prior to getting underway? 48 hours. 19. How soon prior to leaving port should the gyro compass be energized? 8 hours. 20. How soon prior to leaving port should the special sea and anchor detail be stationed? 45 minutes. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.